Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching Power Rangers episode 257, Power Rangers in Space episode 7, A Ranger Among Thieves.
It aired on March 20th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Worth Keeter.
He back.
Worth about it. He Worth a Keeter.
Literally every single time.
I know. He directs the next one too, and oh, I'll do it again then.
Great. Did you say the date? You must have.
Yeah, March 20th, 1998.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Worth Keeter just erased backwards through my brain. If you're new here,
John Cena hands.
God, Josh, you got to stop bringing it up. We can't talk about John Cena's big arms more than we've talked about Prime Star. We can't let that be our brand. All right,
but what about yak backs?
Well, I love a good yak back. Everyone loves a yak back.
Or SpongeBob, or Rebecca Black's Friday, or John Cena's giant arms.
I think we can add it to the pantheon, but I don't think it can surpass some of the old gold favorites. All right. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and John Cena's big hands, and Prime Star, and a whole bunch of crap.
It's always a SpongeBob reference somehow.
You dig deep enough, you can probably find one in every episode. It's a secret code that unites the Morphin Grid. And we're going to go watch Ranger Among Thieves right now. Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
We're back, and we watched this episode. Oh, crap, what was the name?
A Ranger
Among Thieves.
I
should that be? This is where I start to get a little hairy with like grammar and words. Mm-hmm. Should that be amongst?
I don't think there's a difference.
Okay,
I went fair to film school, so don't quote me.
Amongst is just more kind of like old timey.
Amongst is like the hoity-toity among.
Yeah, amongst.
Yes, it's like saying whilst.
Yeah,
instead of saying while, it's the same word.
Fair enough. We'll get corrected if we're wrong.
Someone will tell us. So, someone smarter than us will tell us.
That someone listening knows the answer, and so that was for you. That question was for you.
Probably Raymond. He seems to be a linguist.
Probably Raymond.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We got a Discord. If you go to our Patreon and you are a $5 patron or above, you get access to our Discord, which is like a cool chat room. Well, cool, awesome people.
Yeah.
Talking about stuff. There's also like an anime channel, which like I didn't okay, but it just showed up. So like, I guess that's where like all the nerds sit.
Well, I think it's because I think I went on that day. I go on like sometimes.
I go on a couple times.
And usually only for like a minute or two. And then I just dip in. I'm like, what up? And dip out. But there was like a whole conversation about it. So I think they just made a separate channel. So like the general feed wouldn't just
get all caught up. Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. And like, that's like, you can keep making things on there. Like I go on there like with frequency, but not frequently, you know, like
yeah.
I went on a couple times a day, just like to show up to be like, oh, new DuckTales trailer. Oh, they said the thing. They said my favorite thing that Scrooge McDuck ever did.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome. You can go to my personal Twitter to find out what I'm talking about. It's not safe for work. So, I mean,
your Twitter is
my
not.
Twitter isn't.
The thing DuckTales is fine.
Yeah.
The DuckTales thing is definitely safe for work.
It's from the Life and Times of Scrooge McDuck. It's like the literal best. It's one of my favorite comic book quotes of all time. And they said it in the DuckTales trailer, and it made my heart bloom like a flower. But that's that. What's next? iTunes? We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And if you, and probably some other places. And if you want to leave us a rating review, that would be awesome. It helps out a bunch. Gets some eyes on the show.
And
by eyes, I meant ears, because it's an audio medium.
You look at it when you download it, maybe.
You don't watch it, though.
Visualizer. We've gone through this.
Yes.
I might look into iHeartRadio, because I know Super Sentai Brothers just went up on there.
Okay.
I might look into that if there's interest. So let us know if that's a place you want us to
pop up. If it's as easy as just putting a feed in there, I say we do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, what's the harm?
There isn't any.
Yeah.
So yeah, if we could.
That's like
that
a couple
out
of places I know we aren't. Like TuneIn. I don't know if that's the same thing or like if that's just like a throw out.
I've never heard of that one, so I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'll Google like places to put your podcast. Yeah. Maybe we'll show up in a few more soon.
Where my podcast go?
All I have to do is paste a link somewhere. I'm going to do it.
That's easy. So, but if you want to leave us a review, that'd be awesome. We do have one new review. We'll get to that in a minute. Finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you go there and for as little as $1 a month, you can support the show and you get some access to some cool stuff, get some perks, get some bonus content like the exclusive Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, and I still got to finish that second episode because we're about to get to our second set of reviewing those. Uh-huh. So I should probably put that one up soon. My bad, guys.
Oops.
Oop. All berry. So.
Oop a berry.
Oh, no, a berry. What we got a new review, Josh?
We do. Yep. Let me read it for you right now.
Thank you.
It's on iTunes because those are the only ones we read because those are the only ones I know how to, like, conveniently check on my phone.
Yep.
By user Otaku Pirate 84, titled "Fantastic Show by Awesome Dudes." It is 5 stars.
Keeping that streak alive, except for that one for that rando one, 3-star.
One dude was
it's
like,
"Not even a review, just a." It's fine, and I get that, and I appreciate that. And if it's you, that's fine. I'm not trying to like shame you.
Yeah.
I just wish there was a review so I could be like, okay, this person thinks we're fine. What are we doing? Just fine.
Right.
But anyway, I digress. It's still technically a 5-star podcast because the average hasn't gone down.
The average is like 4.9 stars.
Yeah. So. iTunes is like close enough.
Okay, so this review
reads, we'll give these babies their 5 stars. Sorry.
Are you done?
Yes.
We're still 5 stars, Jake. It's okay.
I don't know why I got this B in my bottom. I'm sorry.
Do you need a Bubba? I'm like...
Just go.
Okay, this review reads as follows. Been listening since mid-Zio, found them through their Pokemon podcast. Keep up the good work. That's it.
Well, thank you. That's Ian. I know that username. So okay, that's Ian. Cool. Thank you, Ian.
It's cool that someone found this podcast through the Pokemon one.
Yeah. Usually traffic flows the other way.
Yeah, well, this is first. This is podcast zero. So.
It is. It was the first podcast. If you go back, you'll find there were no podcasts before this one. Nope. It's crazy.
No, don't like really check. Don't do any research. We're 257 episodes in. You think any other podcast has done that many?
No.
I don't know.
That's ridiculous. It's insane to think that.
Good Bam's at over 300.
Yeah, I know. I know that. It's my favorite podcast. So we got a couple emails. We got one from Patron Zero, Matt Hoadley, owner and operator of Fifth Draw Wild, and a new podcast that I'm on that's going up today when this, or no, it's up now.
Yeah, it went up
the last.
Went up on Thursday, but was instead of Friday, but also went up Friday.
It's up. There's a new podcast called Hard Reboot. So if you go check that out, it's me and Alan and Matt. And Alan was originally just supposed to be a guest, but we had so much fun that we're like, just stay on. Just be the official third chair. But it's us like rebooting public domain properties like in like fun, goofy ways.
I need to look into what some public domain properties are and suggest some to
you. Yeah, I can come on and help.
It's the only one I can think is like The Wizard of Oz, but that's been done to death.
That's one of the rules, is it can't be Wizard of Oz because it's been done to death.
Fair enough.
So yeah, go check that out. It's a new place where you can hear my voice and I don't have to edit it, so it's my favorite podcast that I do. That's not
any
true.
Podcast he doesn't edit is his favorite.
That's not true. I like the ones that I edit more because I put more love into them. I like them all equally. Don't make me choose between my children. Matt says, hey guys, it's been a while since I've emailed in, but here we are. So space is, the subject is quick space primer. Space is unbelievably big. Like
I was just going to say on like actual space, like outer space.
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Like me in Scotland to you guys in Austin is peanuts to space. The terminology problem comes from Power Rangers' distressing habit of using the word galaxy when they more likely mean system. Or maybe dimension, or possibly alternate reality, which canonically exists. RBM did weird stuff
or
to this
sometimes
world.
Sometimes galaxy means universe instead?
Sometimes, yes. If they're using galaxy incorrectly, then when they say quadrant, they're using it in the traditional space usage of dividing the real galaxy into 4 parts. However, even with this explanation, Power Rangers still using the term, not wrong, just badly. What they probably mean is grid, which is the standard search grid that search and rescue people use today. It would translate to space by making the grid into cubes, but the concept remains the same. Regardless, these space cadets are doing the best they can. I blame the writers who clearly didn't care. You guys keep rocking, Matt, Patron Zero. Thank you very much, Matt. I feel like I learned a lot about space in this little primer. I feel like when they say galaxy, they probably do mean system. Because, and I don't know what that means specifically.
Solar system.
Okay. Okay.
So they would be like, so the planet Ron is like orbiting a different sun, but still within the Milky Way, I think is okay. What that is alluding to.
That makes sense. I used to be super into space, but mostly into constellations.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know. Also, it was like second grade. So like I was an idiot
I've
baby.
I've watched a couple space shows.
Okay.
So I've got basic knowledge about space.
I watched Space Cases.
Highly recommend. I think it's just called Cosmos. It's on Netflix.
Carl Sagan's Cosmos. I haven't watched it yet. I've been meaning to.
It's very good.
But
Neil deGrasse Tyson hosts it.
Oh, so there's a new
Cosmos.
Set. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's called Cosmos. It might be Cosmos. No,
I think you're right.
Something else,
I think there's, but,
it's very good. He's good at explaining things, and it's also like visually kind of stunning. So that helps like hold your attention to it. That it's not just boring math and physics words.
Right. Cool, cool.
Yeah.
So the other email we got, this one might be a little trickier.
Okay.
It's from Ash. It's
a tricky, tricky email.
Ash says, hey, Jake and Josh.
Hey, Ash.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
I didn't either.
I would love to know what are your favorite Power Rangers theme songs? Personally, my jam is the opening to Jungle Fury, although Ninja Storm and Lost Galaxy aren't half bad. May the power protect you, Ash. Now, I said this might be tricky because we do have a pretty limited scope.
Yep, I don't know a lot of them. I have heard, like, I've seen, like, a medley of all of them.
Yeah.
Heck if I retained them.
I know the ones from the show so far that we've done on this podcast, and then Time Force, and then Dino Charge. And I watched a couple episodes of Ninja Steel, but I could not sing a bar of that theme song. I do not remember.
I know Dino Charges because I think it's Mega Forces a lot. Or that's the other way around.
I don't know. You do confuse the two. It's the Go-Go Power Rangers and Don't You Ever Stop.
Don't You Ever Stop.
Yeah. That's Dino Charge.
Okay, that's the one I know. And I know Lost Galaxy.
That theme song rules, by the way.
I know Lost Galaxy and everything before it. That is it.
I think my favorite... So what we might do is for the next hiatus for a bonus episode, we'll listen to all of them while recording and then like talk about them like in order. Maybe in order. Maybe we'll skip around. We'll just talk about the theme songs in general. That might be a thing.
We listen to them all. And like as... So are we listening to them live?
That's what I would, right? Okay. Yes.
So like it's playing in the background and we are taking it in on air.
Yeah.
So when it gets to the end of a song, we'll pause it and we will rank it to the songs that came before it. So by the end of the
video,
we will have a definitive list of what our favorite Power Rangers songs
are. Sounds good.
Okay.
So look for that next hiatus. The Time Force theme song is really great. I think it's a little cheesy. But it's a little cheesy in the way that I very much enjoy.
Right.
And then it makes me feel like I could be a Power Ranger maybe too. So same reason I love the Digimon Frontier theme song. That theme song rocks. Because it's about friendship and working together and Digimon. And I love those things. So thank you for the email, Ash. We'll definitely do a bonus episode later on.
Yeah.
Because again, we only have
right now, my favorite of the ones that I do know is In Space.
Of the ones we've done on the show, In Space rules. The original theme song.
The original one is very good.
It's very good. And it might be just like too good to rank because like I can't separate it from my nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
We'll see on the hiatus.
Yep.
And that's it. With that, are you ready to jump in to a Ranger Among Thieves?
Yes.
We start off with some Sentai footage on the Ginger Spice deck of the Power Rangers fighting Big Manta Ray?
Just a big Manta Ray monster. So it's the Ginger Spice deck for us. But this is like an actual fight in Mega Ranger, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I assume this is like a real battle for them. Or maybe they also have their own Ginger Spice deck.
But because it has the green lines, because they're in video games.
Yeah, they're in the net.
That becomes the Ginger Spice deck.
Yeah, they're on the net.
That sounds like we should make a Spice Girls card game. You can make a Ginger Spice deck, put it up against your Posh Spice deck.
I would main Baby Spice. Maybe I'd main Posh Spice.
This might be surprising. I don't know.
Sporty Spice.
I would main Sporty Spice.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at telling two things, and this is proven kind of wrong when I said it on Twitter. I'm pretty good at telling who your favorite Powerpuff Girl is. I'm also pretty good at telling who your favorite Spice Girl is. It's easier in person, though. Everyone on Twitter who is like, nope, wrong. It's because yours is a screen name. Like, I can't do anything with that. I did wicked beef it on Annie's, though. I don't know how I missed it. Anyway.
It's not Blossom?
No, it's Buttercup. Obviously, it makes so much sense. I don't know how I walked right by it. Mine's Blossom, by the way. Nobody asked me, but...
Mine's Bubbles, if we're just throwing them out. I mean, that's obviously, yeah. Right?
Here's the secret. Everyone's is Bubbles.
you have like an 80% chance of being right, no, if you guess Bubbles.
Yeah, exactly. And then sometimes you have to go like, no. And here's the other trick. One other time it's Blossom, and that was Matt. Nobody else likes Blossom but me and Matt. Anyway, so they killed a manta ray. It's like a big weapon showcase because like that'll feature in later in the episode. But especially them being like, Lunar Lance! I don't know how he said it. He said it so weird.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Like, Spiral Saver. And Carlos goes, Lunar Lance!
Yeah, that's how it was. And then TJ does like this like spin attack with his Astro Axe.
Yeah.
Just one Astro Axe?
It's just one, but it is very small.
Maybe it was just shrunk down for virtual reality, not to scale.
It's a level one Astro Axe.
Objects on the Ginger Spice deck are smaller than they appear.
It was this small when he used it in battle before, too.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Justin's giant turbo guns.
Or Zack's axe.
Yeah, maybe it's like, in my mind, I'm just like, that's what it was.
The Power Axe.
Power.
Because that one was huge. It was also a cannon.
It was also part of a cannon, yeah. Like the gun part of a cannon. So, like, that was a thing. So then they like, the spice deck goes down. and then they're like, oh, man, yeah. And then, like, I think it's Deka says, like, Rangers, your midterms are today. Like, you got math midterms. And they're like, oh, right, back to the real world. So I guess they live on the ship. I guess they were like, hey, Mom and Dad.
Oh, they all did that. They was like, I'm staying at Ashley's. I'm going to be at Carlos's. Yeah. I'll be at TJ's. I'll be at Cassie's.
I'm going to be at their house all year.
Yeah, we're just going to live there this year.
Don't look for me. That's real weird, right? Like, that
yeah. Like, we have never seen these kids' parents.
As far as I know, this is just where Cassie lives because she didn't have a home before.
She never made it to Stone Canyon, or she did if it's a county.
Maybe.
Because I think we definitely decided that it is within Angel Grove. Stone Canyon is in Angel Grove.
Yeah, Stone Canyon is like Angel Grove South.
I guess would she have an uncle there that she was going to like try to get a record deal
with? Like a cool band? I don't remember. It was so long ago.
She probably just called him and was like, no.
And he was like, all right. And then that was it. But like,
and then TJ, I have no idea where he lives or what.
Well, he was going to Angel Grove because he had a baseball uncle.
That's right, he did.
But like, Carlos and Ashley lived there from before. So I don't know what
their
deal is.
We've never met their parents.
And I had like really lax parents on this subject. Like literally all I had to do is be like, Mom, I'm staying at Eli's. I won't be here. Like, and that's like, I just had to call. Sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes if I didn't call, she would just like assume that I was like staying over whoever I was with.
That's a different time, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But like, I couldn't do that on school nights.
No.
Like, that is unheard of. I think I stayed over other Josh's house on one school night because we had like a thing the night before, like some sort of school function. I was like, I'm just going to sleep at Josh's and then I'll go to school. And like, that was happened one time in his extenuating circumstances. But like, I could not get away with it for a week, let alone a year.
Yeah.
We cut to this school. It's been a while since we've seen the school.
Did you just make a Stained reference?
I think I actually did. I could not tell you who did that song. I'm glad
Stained,
you knew.
Stained, are you ready for this? Featuring Fred Durst.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How old is that song?
Old enough that Fred Durst was
relevant. A hot commodity, and they're like, we gotta get Fred Durst on this song. Anyway, so we're at the school. I feel like you were about to say something, but then
I was just like reminiscing about middle school.
Okay. So what was Cassie wearing? She got jeans on and like a black shirt and a like crocheted overshirt,
yeah,
that looks like it looks like a thing that your grandma made, like a throw blanket for your couch that your grandma made, but yep. She made it a shirt.
She ran out of yarn. She's like, well, it's a shawl now.
Here, it's it looks, to, and I know it, there's like sleeves, but it looks like it was just like placed over her head. And like, there you go. There's your new shirt. So Andros is a little jumpy because like a bell goes off and he's not used to school. And he's like, ah. And Tina's like, calm down. It's the bell. It's not like an alarm.
Isn't it crazy that they let Andros into a school that he doesn't go to?
Oh, you could just do that back in 1998.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you could just do that.
Insane, because they go to class after the bell goes off, and they just tell Andros to go because he doesn't go to school here.
Yeah, get out of here. Go to the surf shack spot.
Surf spot.
Go hang out there. He's like, all right, I guess I'll be fine by myself. This is also...
Ashley tells him to go make friends.
Yeah, that's, like, you can't just do that.
I
can't just do that. He's like, go make a friend. I have a phone, so no.
But how do I know if they're cool?
Yeah, I haven't properly vetted these people. I don't know. Then we cut up to Astronema's Dark Fortress, and there's a weird-looking dude. His name is the Voltage Hog. I don't know how to describe
him. He's just a monster. He looks like a monster.
He looks like kind of like a sea anemone.
Sort of, I guess.
I thought he was another stingray for a second. But
he could be. He's like, vaguely stingray shaped.
He's like a beefier Street Sharks stingray.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm Voltage Hog, and I'm going to hog some voltage. And Astronomer's like, great, destroy the Power Rangers!
Destroy them!
And then we got to the theme song. And when we come back, we're at the surf spot, and Laverne is talking to some cops. And she's like, yeah, someone stole my van. And they're like,
her name in Power Rangers is Adele.
It's Adele, but she's Laverne from Scrubs. It's just and she's Laverne.
Every time I see her in my head, I'm like, there's Laverne.
So. I wrote down Laverne in my notes.
Can we talk about this for a minute? Because this came across my mind. And now that we're here, let me just like,
okay,
let's get this
out
and figure it out. Where the heck did this lady come from? I'm fine with the surf spot, and I like Adele.
Oh, yeah.
She just, like, all of a sudden owned the juice bar and renovated it, and there's no explanation as to why or how.
Here's what happened. Power Rangers were destroyed. And that was on the news, because there's a big explosion. They're like, that's probably where the command center was. I bet everything went wrong over there. So Lieutenant Stone saw that and went, oh, there's no more Power Rangers. This town is doomed. I'm getting out of here. So he just sold shop and
left.
Moved
to New York, where they still had superheroes.
Yeah, thank God. Thank goodness for them turtles. Saving the day.
Those are the only two cities confirmed to exist, if Stone Canyon is not a city.
Right. Thus far, like, in a... Well, not...
Well,
not
I mean, all of Earth exists, but Angel Grove is a fictional place.
The only named places are Angel Grove, New York City, and Florida. And Switzerland.
Yes.
For the World Peace Conference. But yeah, just like Florida, where the Pan Global Games training
Kimberly
is.
She's in Florida.
That's, I think, where Laverne came from. Is she just like, oh, you're selling this place? I would like to own this place and turn it into a surf spot.
Right.
A spot for surfing and bananas. We'll see that in a second. So one of the options is like, are you sure that you lost, that your van was stolen? Like, maybe you just lost it.
Yeah, like, you know how you just like sometimes
she's
you
like,
just misplace
they
your
took
van.
My keys are gone and my van is gone. Like someone stole it and they're like,
come
all right,
on,
we'll
cops.
Look into it. Yeah. Like the Power Rangers have been too good to this place. The cops have gotten real lax.
I've been listening to another podcast. not one of ours. I am listening also to one of ours. I'm listening to United. Slowly, but I am going through it.
I am aghast. You can hear my live reaction to being aghast in episode 26.
I'll just name drop it because like there's no time slots, right? That's
no,
the thing that
yeah,
you've said
high
before.
Tide raise all ships. Yeah,
yeah. It's called Hey, Do You Remember? And they like watch movies from the 90s, like their childhood, and talk about them like now if they hold up or whatever.
Okay, cool.
And they did Home Alone, which I just listened to.
Uh huh.
And they talk about how like the cops they're made to look really bad in that movie.
Yeah,
because Mrs. McAllister, whose first name I can't remember,
Mom
McAllister, calls the police when she realizes Kevin is not there. And tells them, go check my house to see if my son is alive. And they knock on the door, which Kevin does not answer. And they just shrug. And they're like, tell her to count her kids again. And that's it. That's all of the police involvement in this missing child case.
That's some bad police work.
And then this is also not to that level, but it's just like police not wanting to do their job. Yeah, police are lazy.
Yeah, because they're like, all right, lady, we'll look into it. And they walk away. And then like as like they're like leaving, some punker whose name is Chuck.
Chuck.
I thought it's just his name was just criminal for
this
a while.
Guy, like acts, huh?
He is making choices. You can't fault him for that.
Nope.
So he like steals some money out of a person, goes and sits down with two other punkers. Their names are David and Susie. We won't find this out for a little while.
We'll let you guys figure out which one's David and which one's Susie.
So he sits down. He's like, yeah. Or no, they're playing pool. Right. They're playing pool. And so Andros has a banana and he's trying to chew on it. And Susie's like, hey, helpful advice. Peel it first. And so he peels it.
He peels two-thirds of it and then still eats it sideways.
He eats it sideways with one of the peels still up, like a backing paper sort of deal. And it's very strange because I've never seen anyone eat a banana like that. And freaked me out.
On KO35, Jake, they don't have two things.
They don't have garages.
They don't have garages and they don't have bananas.
And apparently they don't have thieves either because...
But they have thieves. Because Andros says later, I hate thieves.
I have a lot of questions about this episode, then.
He's just also an idiot because he's not from here.
I guess. So they teach him how to eat a banana. So he teaches them how to play pool. And he's like, let me show you, like, hit that one because it's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think she's aiming for a different ball. He's like, right. Hit the six. It's like a short.
It's a better shot. And so then we cut to... Professor Phenomenus and Balkan Skull. They are in trash cans.
This is rude.
They're in trash cans. The cans are labeled. Okay, here from left to right, it goes our left, not stage left. It goes, or no, I'll go stage left.
No, go from right to left.
Okay, so it goes Skull, Professor Phenomenus, Bulk, and these trash cans they are in are labeled, so they are ostensibly two recycling cans and a trash
can.
They
are labeled, but they are also just disguises. Like, they have shoulder straps, and their butts are cut out.
Yeah, yeah, so it's just a front. It's like a trash front. So it's Skull, Professor Phenomenus, Bulk. It goes, cans, old cans, and unwanted trash.
Rude.
Very rude. Also... What a difference between cans and old cans. I think what happened was Skull was... They were making...
Okay. Is Professor Phenomenus...
Skull from the future. Yes. Yes? Can he be?
Yes. Absolutely.
What?
And that poor Bulk is just unwanted trash.
No. Bulk, I'll take your trash. Not your trash. I'll take you, trash.
We can be buds.
Oh, man. If he is... Okay, we can't go down this rabbit hole too deep. But
not on a Monday episode.
I'm going to stick my arm in. Why'd he go back? What happened? He was living the high life. He had his beautiful wife, Kimberly, and their idiot child, Spike. And then at some point, something bad must have happened. And he's like, I have to go back.
And then he fell through ultra space and he came out crazy.
And here's the thing, because he never showed up before his first episode.
Right. Where he just like hauled butt in a science van out of the desert.
In a science ice cream truck. And he put a ad out in the paper saying like, science boys wanted.
Bring me your science boys.
And then he's like, I know that we'll see this. Maybe, is it a closed loop? Did he know he was Professor Phenomenus? And he just, like, one day he looked at himself in the mirror and he's like, oh my god, I'm Professor Phenomenus. I have to go back. This time travel crap will fry your brain like an egg.
Yeah, let's move past it.
Okay.
It is confirmed, though, that Phenomenus is old Skull.
Yes. Somehow, some way, maybe alternate future, maybe it's the same future. We don't know. Look, fill in your own blanks. Please, please, please tweet us. Or talk about it on the Discord. Or both. I ain't gonna stop you. So... They're like, all right, there's a rabbit, and to the untrained eye, it's an alien, because you got to get his stuff in, brother. And so they're like, okay, so they hide in the trash cans, I don't know why, to lure it out, because it was hopping away.
They don't want to scare the rabbit, so they're like, let's just be environment. you know, like a trash can instead of a bush or whatever. They're trash cans, whatever.
Well, maybe they just like had trash can.
They're trash cans for the gag that's about to happen.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense.
No.
In a lot of ways, but describe the gag and then we can dissect it a little bit.
Okay, so they duck into their trash can disguises.
Their butts are still sticking out of them.
Yeah, yeah. The whole back is gone. Like, it's easy to get out because you just, like, dip out of the suspenders and it's fine. But so they like, duck in. They close, like, the lids. It's, like, one of the front lids, you know, that swings in.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're inside that and they're like, what are we doing? We got to wait for the alien. It's gonna happen. I promise. Trust me. And then some dudes just throw a bunch of lo mein on them.
And then throw it in the cans and the old cans bin, as well as the unwanted trash.
Yeah, like the unwanted trash is fine, but like, guys, can't you read?
I feel
that lo mein ain't cans.
And maybe I'm just remembering it wrong. I don't remember. I feel like they were dressed like sanitation workers, and I'm like, why did they put trash in it? Shouldn't they be taking the trash out? They just dumped their lunch in. I don't want this low man.
Yeah, I'm not going to put this in.
I'm not going to read any of these trash cans.
They're on lunch. They're like, I'm not working. I'm not going to put it in the trash that we take.
They're going to come back later and be like, wow, we have to separate it now.
Ah, who put all this low man in with the cans and the old cans? It was us. Bad sanitation workers. And then they also... Oh, also, Bulk did get like 15 pounds of lo mein poured on him. Everyone else got like a couple noodles.
Threw away their entire lunch.
Yeah, they got it. They went, oh, I wanted beef lo mein.
Oh, I got veggie lo mein. I wanted beef.
Well, I guess
I'll just throw it all away and try again tomorrow.
I don't want this. This is unwanted trash now.
This one is cans.
Sure it is, Jerry. So then they pop back up and they're covered in noodles. And Phenomenus is like, that's the price you pay for science. No.
Shut up, old cans.
If you ask most scientists, you say, hey, it's the price you pay for science.
Do you ever stake out in an old cans bin and get lo mein on your face?
Anyone ever pour lo mein on you? And they'd be like, no. They'd be like, not even for the cost of science? And they'd be like, no, that's not a thing. That's gross. So then we cut back to the surf spot where those punkers are trying to steal a car. They got a
coat hanger.
A coat hanger straightened out down through the window, and they're trying to pull up on the end. Hey, let me teach you guys how to break into cars.
This isn't it. This isn't how.
This is not how you do it. Inside, there's like a little hook, and you got to get inside the thing, and you can pull up from under the, like, where the little, like, latch thing is. You don't pull the latch up because it's a pillar. It's like a little.
Can't.
There's nothing to hook onto. What are you doing?
You have to get some kind of like weird string pulley apparatus to like tighten a loop up around it.
Yeah, you gotta have.
But
like,
then that's too flimsy to get in.
No, yeah, you can't guide that in. You gotta have like some sort of like. You ever see those like dog catching things?
Yeah.
It's like that, but a little, very little. So Andrus is like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And they're like, "Oh, we locked ourselves."
Not out of the car. Chuck is. He's also like, he chews a lot of gum.
He has horrible posture.
Just soap. His head is like more forward than up.
Yeah, it's like all the way forward. He's slouched and crooked.
He is a crook.
But he's just, it's given me some anxiety. Like, just how he handles himself. The other two are just like along for the ride, kind of. Like,
I feel like they just like, don't have anywhere else to go. And, like, they do get money. So.
Yeah. Andrus is like, hey, yeah, what are you guys doing? And they're like, I locked myself out of my car. And he's like, oh, let me help you. And so he goes over and he does his little, like, telekinesis trick. And the latch pops up. And, like, how'd you do that? And he's like, you just have to know your cars. And they're like, cool. We're going to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And you're going to help us steal more cars. I mean, we'll show you the ropes and you can help us do some stuff.
Yeah. Why don't you tag along for the stuff we have to do today?
Yeah. And so it's like, okay, my friends hate me and have to do math midterm. So like, okay.
They don't hate him. They just have school.
I feel like he feels like a little abandoned.
A little bit. What? I think he understands, but is still kind of like, why didn't I just stay on the ship?
Why did he go back to the ship?
Well, because then he couldn't wear that sweet sweater vest. He'd have to have his uniform on.
Yeah, he does love that sweater vest, I assume. So then there's like 40, 45 minutes of them talking about bubblegum. Andrew's just like, choose one and then swallows it.
Chuck's like, Andros, gum.
Which is how you request gum, yeah, not how you give gum.
But he hands him one, and Andros like puts it, chews it one time.
He's like, mm,
and eats it. He's like, that's good, give me more.
And Susie's like, that's not how you do gum. You chew on it. And he's like, yeah.
I think Susie's smitten with
it. I think she's a little bit into him. And Chuck's like, yeah, and you blow bubbles with it? And then they just like this whole bubble blowing.
I thought it was a balloon because Andros blows like, because he's like an alien, so he's good at everything, or he's a Power Ranger.
He's accidentally good at it, yeah.
Yeah, and he blows his. I thought it was a balloon, but then it popped and it was gum. I was like, oh, I guess I was wrong. I guess gum, when you blow it up big enough, looks like a balloon.
Or it was a balloon and they popped it with TV magic and he just had some gum on his face
that
under it.
That might be.
I don't know. I don't know how they did it. Lost the time.
Yep.
These old tricks. It would just they be done CG, it with
computers
be CGI
now.
So then they're saying something about how they gotta go get Mikey. And I wrote Mikey in my notes, but my notes decided it was Miley. So we're gonna call this dude Miley. So he's like, yeah, we gotta go see Mike. So go see Miley. And then we we get this shot of like this street. And there's some like yuppies with like shopping bags and an old lady with her purse, holding her purse. Like, so I hope no one steals this.
Yeah. She's holding it like out in front of her, like handing it off.
So then I was going to try to call him Miley every time, but it's just not going to work. So Mikey runs up. He's dressed like a punker, like a grunge punker.
Yeah. I think he has like a plaid shirt on and another one around his
waist. I think
so. He might be going full Cocker Ranger.
He's going total Cocker Ranger. 8 shirts on, not his color.
And he's at the store trying on a new jacket over all of his
over
other shirts.
All these shirts. Oh, man. At some point, they changed their outfits. You haven't gotten there because you're
no,
very
behind. I need to catch up.
So they changed their outfits, and Sasuke has shorts on, and over those shorts is like a denim skirt, but not a skirt like that you bought at a store, like a skirt that is the front of shorts that you cut out. It's a little much. Eventually, though, he does start wearing red, so that's nice.
Oh, good.
Mikey steals his purse. This old dude was like, eh. And then Andros just gets out of the car and, like, stops him. And they, like, he wrestles with him, and there just happens to be a cop. And I'm pretty sure it's the same cop that was like...
Oh, I'm sure. There was two of them.
Yeah.
They're the only two cops in Angel
Grove.
They're
the only two cops on duty today. And they, like, so he's like, all right, thanks, kid. And, like, he's got him in, like, a double chicken wing and starts, like, moving him to a police car, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the old lady comes in for a hug, and it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I don't think they hug on KO35.
No, they don't have garages, they don't have bananas, they don't have hugs.
No.
We're putting together a very comprehensive list.
What even do they have?
I got Kinects.
That's true, they do have Kinects.
And that's it.
And trees.
It's a tree, and it's like mining stuff. There's a mining colony. What they mine, again, no idea. So he gets back in the car, and he's like, there's one thing I can't stand. It's a thief. So he knows about stealing.
Yeah.
Because he's like a Power Ranger, and he does these kind of things. But also, he like just doesn't get the social cues of we are bad people.
I would have said like he doesn't see them stealing. But, like, he kind of does, because he could tell they were trying to break into that car.
Yeah. And, like, he would know that, like, what breaking into a thing
and
looks
like.
And,
he knows about bad guys, so I don't know why they're playing him as so naive in this episode.
I don't know. He went to, like that evil space platform full of bad guys.
Yeah.
And was fine. He wasn't like, you guys seem upstanding. It's
yeah.
Like,
oh, I'm right where I need to be.
Maybe he just doesn't know, like, people can be bad, and he's just like, yeah, if you're not a monster or you have crazy hair,
maybe
you're not technically bad. Even though Chuck literally, if you were to like describe what a criminal looks like, it would just be Chuck.
It's Chuck.
So we cut back to Bulk and Skull and Professor Phenomenus is like waiting. Bulk and Skull are sleeping, sitting up in the trash cans.
Yep. Skull falls over. He just goes like face plants.
Was that,
or is that a blooper?
That's a blooper. I think that was a blooper.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they're sitting up, and there's the little rabbit. He's like, all right, and he starts walking up, and then, like, decides against it and turns around to go wake Bulk and Skull up. And when he turns around, that's when Voltage Hog teleports down and, like, shoos the rabbit away. So right. He wakes Bulk and Skull up. They look, and there's an alien. So he was right. but he wasn't. Again, I don't, unless he knew there was going to be an alien in these places because he's seen them all before. Everything makes so much sense. He turns into lightning and jumps into some power lines, right? Voltachog?
I think so. Because Phenomenous wants to, like, go
get him.
Get him.
Yeah.
And Bulk, like, just drags him away and then they run away. And then he just goes and starts hogging power.
Right. So Andros, like, they're driving in the car and Andros, like, he's like, oh, stop the car because he sees the lightning going through the telephone lines or power lines, rather. And he gets out and he's like, I just remembered I got to do something. I'll see you guys later. And David gets out of the car and is like, hey, what do you mean? And then Chuck pokes his head out in this very, like, where he's like, hey, we got stuff to take care of. Like, just to be in the shot. Like, he didn't need to do this.
You could have seen him through the windshield being like, get back in the car,
Dave. Andros morphs, and then he fights Volti, who just gets raffle stomped. He pulls out the spiral saber, like, right away and just wrecks this dude.
That's another thing I want to talk about is the spiral saber.
Yeah.
And how it's like a drill sword, but he only ever uses it like a regular one.
Yeah, he never does stab anybody with it. It's always slashes. Even like the Sentai like special attack like video that they play.
Yeah.
is still slashes and stuff. He never uses it. It's a cool design.
It is.
It's just like a little wasted.
This is the coolest of the in-space weapons because they're a little lackluster all around.
I like the Lunar Lance. I like the the Satellite Stunner because it's like a little satellite that shoots, like a stun bolts. I like that the Lunar Lance has like the like kind of crescent half moon shapes. That's pretty neat.
They're not as cool.
They're just not as like space.
Yeah,
they're just like
the Lunar Lance is just like a stick.
Yeah,
it's got a cool moon on it, but most of it is just a stick.
Yeah,
and then TJ's axe is just so little.
It's just a little axe. In my head, it's, like, extra large for no reason, but I guess it's just very little.
It's just, like, it's, like, a one-handed throwing axe that he doesn't throw. He just uses, like, a regular one.
Well, that was Sentai footage, so maybe the American footage is much bigger?
I don't think so.
Well, because they had it in the episode of the Ninja Turtles, and I felt like it was big in that one.
I think it was little in that one, too.
I'm not going to go back to check.
I'm not either.
Someone let us know. Voltachog dips, and then Andros goes to find the punkers. I don't know how he would know where to find them, because they were driving to a place and he doesn't know Angel Grove very well, and they kept driving when he got out of the car.
Yep, but he just like went to their scrapyard.
Yeah, to the junkyard where they hang out, and they are there and they're stripping the Surf Spot delivery van that was stolen. What does she deliver?
She delivers orders, we find out.
Okay, so just like food delivery.
I don't think
you
need a whole van for that?
No, you could probably have a car and be fine.
Yeah, but here we are.
Yep.
I feel like it was supposed to be like, maybe that's the van she brings to the juice bar store where she gets her supplies and then just uses
to deliver
them to herself.
Right. Reverse delivery.
Yeah.
Pickup.
Pickup van.
So he sees them stripping the van and they're like, hey, that's Adele's van. And he's like, yeah, she gave it to us permanently. And he kind of figures out, he's like, you're the thieves. And then he goes to like tell the police. And Chuck goes to follow him, and Dave grabs his arm. He's like, leave him alone, man. And then Chuck's like, no, I'm going to go get him.
He's going to rat us out.
I understand that. I don't know what Chuck's plan is. And also, like, he doesn't know that Andros is a Power Ranger.
Yeah, they have not seen Andros fight yet. Right now, he's just kind of like a dumb idiot who stopped Mikey by, like, tussling with
him. He just like ran into him and hoped for the best. And he's kind of skinny. He's kind of a dork. Yeah. So, like, I get them not being, like, afraid of him. At this point in my notes, I still don't know his name, so I'm still calling him Criminal. So he goes like around a corner, and Andros is already past there because like this is the one time where things don't happen concurrently.
Yeah.
So like Andros is gone, and then the Voltachog teleports down in a junkyard. Why?
Because that's where he needs to be for the plot,
I guess.
He's about to kill them, right?
He grabs Chuck by the neck and like lifts him up.
Right. He does beat the crap out of Chuck for a minute.
Yeah, and then Susie and David come in and they're like, whoa, oh no. And then like he throws Chuck at them, I think, and corners them and is about to like...
He throws Chuck, who like bounces off of either the Surf Spot van or some other van in the junkyard.
I think it's a different van. But yeah, and he like dislocates his shoulder or something because he's holding it all weird. So then Andros comes in and saves them, and Chuck takes off. Susie and David are like, maybe we should stay to help.
Yeah, they do start running after Chuck, but then they like stop and look back, and Andros is fighting this monster to save them.
And he can't morph because there are civilians around.
Right, and so they're like, oh, let's go help him because he helped us.
Yeah, so he's like doing some karate, and he's doing fine. Like, he gets hit in the gut once and like backs up a little bit, but...
Like, when it shows Susie and David like watching him, he's doing a good job, like... I wouldn't say he's beating it, but he's keeping it back with kicks.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of good kicks to it. So then they use trash to save him.
Yep, there's like an old inner tube and a literal trash barrel.
Yeah, and they just like throw it at him and that knocks him over and like a turtle on his back. He's just like, ah.
The inner tube is like on his arm a little bit while he's down. And I think we're supposed to believe that he's like caught in it because he can't get up. Like, oh no.
Like a pelican that got one of those like six pack. Like things in there. I know that the monster suit is clunky, so like I get him being stuck on the ground, but like he's had that body for a long time.
You're in a whole junkyard and you can't throw anything better than an inner tube.
I mean, they didn't want to hurt the person in there, and also like you had to be able to throw it, and like
that trash can just like nailed it. Does that nail monster him.
But like they can't like throw like a car battery at him because number one, they're heavy, and number two, it would kill that person.
You're right.
There's not a lot of light stuff, non-lethal but things.
Like when they find, they like, they pull up the inner tube and the trash can. They look at each other and they're like, "Yes,
yeah,
we did it.
This is gonna help.
We found the perfect pair of items to defeat this monster."
So they pick Andros up and they start like, they're like, "All right, let's go." Start running away and they get into like the stacks because the cars are like stacked up and there's like, a lot of weird, like it's like a maze sort of. And they get to this one area and they're like away from him. And so they go one way, and Andros, like, goes the other way?
Yeah, he...
Is he like, well, let's split up,
gang? I think it's like a let's split up thing, because they run off, and then he, like, starts... Because they're on, like, the corner of a car. And so they, David and Susie, run, like, lengthwise down the car, and Andros goes to run, like, across the front of it, but, like, just takes, like, one step and then comes back to make sure that they went all the way.
Yeah.
And then he morphs by... And then he morphs by screaming, "Let's rock
it!" Let's rock it. Maybe 1 second after they turn the
like
corner.
15 feet away.
They're in earshot.
Yeah.
For sure. Then we cut to Sentai footage of the Red Ranger versus Volte in a completely different, not a junkyard place.
The first couple of angles made it look like both of them were giant because they're standing like next to those like big power line things.
But it's like from behind.
But it's just like a perspective thing, which the angle I think that the camera is at is so... I'm so used to reading that as giant fight.
Yeah, well, they've put a lot of work into making sure that you read it like that. And I feel like whoever was directing this day was like, yeah, what if we go a little bit lower? And they're like, I don't know. I think that's going to make it look like they're giant.
Yeah, because... Volhog is like standing next to one at one point. I know it's a perspective thing.
Yeah.
Because then Andros jumps in and I'm like, is he just like going to cut this giant down? And then he hits him and I'm like, is he also a giant? And then like the camera pulls out a little bit and I'm like, oh, they're both regular.
Yeah. So then they fight for a little while and the fight just stops because Clippy shows up. Your boy Clippy just like walks in and Voltage Hog is like, you got this, bro. I'll see you later.
Space Dad Clippy.
And so he comes in, his body is different again, because he did die again.
This giant thing on his shoulder, is that new, or was it always like that pronounced?
It was not that pronounced, because I was thinking the same thing. Because before it looked like his whole torso was just like buff.
Yeah.
And now it's like, he looks like an anime of some sort. So he comes, he's like, Red Ranger, I'm going to kill you now. Cool, cool.
Yep.
And so they start fighting, and he's got new powers that include... a lightning beam that just drags the Red Ranger around and gets grass stains all over his costume.
Nothing worse than a grass
stain. Nothing worse. You can't. It's so hard to get those out. Got to use those shout pens.
Tide.
That's what I use because the Tide Pods are hella convenient.
Yeah.
The other Rangers just jump in because they... Because Clippy knocks Andros down into a puddle... And just stepping on his neck.
Just, like, smooshing his face into it.
Into a puddle. Like, I'm just going to drown you in this puddle. Cool, cool.
But he's in the power
drill. I know, like, he can be in space.
So it's just, like, an inconvenient place for his head to be.
I mean, like, the person, like, it'll leak up inward for, in, like,
it's
real life.
It's not gonna leak because he can breathe in space with that helmet on.
No, but I mean, like, in real life. But, like, yeah. That's not the danger because obviously the guy in the Ecliptor suit is not trying to kill him in real life. So, like, right. Yeah, but, like, yeah, he can breathe in space. He could be under a puddle.
It's just a little muddy puddle.
Like a little mud puddle. So the other Rangers show up and they have their weapons out, or they pull their weapons out and they're like, bring them together. And so they get the quad blaster, which is this, like, their
it's everybody
combo.
But the spiral saber.
Yeah.
It's just, like, this really long, thin gun.
Yeah, and it's very weird because it is so thin. It's, like...
Like, only Carlos can hold it because of the way it's designed.
Yeah, the other two, like, Cassie and Ashley just have their hands on his shoulders, and then...
And then TJ's in the back with his hands on their shoulders.
On their shoulders. And they're like, go. Okay, here's the thing. The Black Ranger in Mega Ranger is the leader, as we've been told.
Right.
Real quick, though. Someone tell us about Clippy. What up with Clippy? Why does he keep coming back? Does he have a bunch of free mans? What's up?
He seems like he just, like, has a bunch of free guys.
Because I don't know what's going on there. Why didn't... Like, they already changed color, right? They already changed red to blue.
I think I just figured this out, but you go.
Okay.
And then I will tell you why.
And
I
they
think.
Changed Carlos. Like, it wasn't like they kept him... of the Black Ranger, because he was the Green Ranger before.
Right.
So why didn't they just make TJ the Black Ranger if they're moving things around?
Because I think in the Sentai footage, the Blue Ranger's a little taller.
They don't care about that.
Do they?
Nobody was like, oh, you know, we would do that, but he's a little bit... No.
Because it looks more... Now that I'm thinking about it, it looks more to me, like, size-wise... That TJ is the Blue Ranger and Carlos is the Black Ranger. Like, that makes sense visually.
The Blue Ranger has tighter muscles.
He's got tighter muscles and he's a little taller.
All right. Because, like...
That's not a good reason. TJ definitely should be the Black Ranger.
Yeah, because, like, he's the one doing all the leader stuff.
Yeah.
Like, aside from Andra. So, like, it would make sense to
it
put
does,
him in that
it does
role.
Kind of stink, like, after the last two episodes of Turbo where TJ, like, turned it all the way up.
Like, yeah.
He's just kind of, like... not doing much in space.
Yeah, it kinda
except like showing off his abs.
He's just like, look at how sweet my abs are. I work very hard at them because I'm not doing anything else right now except crunches. I feel like, oh, because I asked you this when we were watching the episode, and your answer was because I didn't watch Mega Ranger.
Yeah,
and I guess that's it.
And
kind
I
of a
also feel a little bit like they wanted to stay away from.
Right, yeah, because I guess this would have been around the time when 20-somethings were like, the Black Ranger's black and the Yellow Ranger is Asian. And
yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, but like in Zhu Ranger, they're all Japanese people. So like, that's like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, and they probably didn't want to avoid that. I get that. But he's the leader. And TJ was the leader. And TJ was like an awesome Power Ranger at the end there.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a bummer. Anyway, they shoot Clippy with the quad laser. Is that what it's called? I think I'm just calling it the quad laser. I don't know.
I didn't hear what they called it.
You shoot him with that thing. And he leaves because he's like, hey, I don't like that. I'm going to go away from this.
Yeah.
Thank you. So he leaves.
And yeah, he gets blasted and like flies through the air. And then he definitely doesn't explode this time. He definitely teleports like as he's flying. But like there's these green triangles that he like turns into. I'm curious though if next time he's going to look even differenter. Even more different.
I think he doesn't. This is the most familiar design to me, and I think he stays like this for the rest of it.
Not for the rest of it.
I think he definitely does like reboot at least one more time.
Yeah.
That's
a significant plot point though.
Yeah. Also, anyone who's watched Jetman, he looks a lot like Gray to me, and I know that he's like Mega Ranger Ecliptor is not descendant of Gray, a robot from another dimension, but like. There is some visual similarities there, and I want to see that crossover.
But Jake.
Not within Power Rangers. They're not banned within Power Rangers.
Well, okay, so you can cross over with yourself.
It's the same it's the same series. Yes.
All right. We're getting a lot of asterisks.
Well, it's just like, it's like, you know, when Buffy goes on to Angel or when Angel goes on to Buffy, it's like it's technically a crossover, but they come from the same source.
Right.
So like,
I
it's
mean,
not
I guess
a
it's a crossover.
You know? It's not like Doctor Who is like scooping up Finn and Jake from fucking Adventure Time or anything. All right. That is banned. Anyway, So this whole time, and I forget who points this out. I think it's, I want to say Cassie, might be Ashley. I don't remember. They're like, the whole time we've been fighting Kliptor, Volte's just been charging up.
Yeah.
So he's like super jacked on power plant energy or power line energy or whatever. And they're like, all right, well, let's go fight him. So they start fighting him, and I think they just get like blasted away. They end up doubling up and like quad laser and just regular Astro Blaster.
Right.
What is that? Is it called the Astro Blaster?
A Galaxy Blaster. Galaxy.
Are you sure?
Space Blaster.
His little gun.
His space ray.
His little space ray. So they blast him, and then that, I guess, hurts him enough for Astronomer to call for the satellite lasers. He grows. There's a sword fight. I barely would call it that. They get in the Megazord, and that song that's like the "Go Power Rangers Fight, Power Rangers Win, Power Rangers." It's so bad, such a bad lazy song. And this is
like the end of Ron Wasserman, right? Like he's petering out.
I don't think he's got. I think creatively, he's like, how many more times can I say "Fight Power"? Like "Go yeah. Power Rangers."
And
like,
then he literally said, go Power Rangers, fight Power Rangers, win Power Rangers.
He's like, that's all I got left.
That's it. That's the last Power Rangers song.
I've been doing it for 6 years.
Just use the Invincible one.
Yeah, that was song rules. Anyway, so they get in their Zord. It's actually pretty neat how they kill him because they chuck their sword, like the saber, at him. And it sticks into him while it's a lightning bolt.
It's like they call it, and before it fully materializes in their hand, they throw the energy that is the saber like into his shoulder,
and it sticks into him, and he's like, ah, and as he's like reeling back from it, it explodes him like a remote mine from GoldenEye.
Yep.
Which is pretty neat.
And then the full formed saber just like blows back into the Megazord's hand,
and they just pose with it.
Yep.
And then that's the end of the Zord fight and the end of Voltage Boy. So then we cut to Chuck in a Jeep trying to hotwire it. His whole like legs and crotch area is just sticking out the side of this Jeep.
He started the car, like the first car that they stole with Andros,
without even looking.
He just like reached his hand in and
like 360 no scoped it. He was got it. This time he's like fully under it with like a flashlight and a map.
Yeah, he's got like a flashlight in his mouth, like. He doesn't. Really.
He doesn't. I don't think he did. So then the cops come up. Those two lazy cops come up. And they're like, excuse me. This doesn't look like officer. And they're like, you're under arrest or whatever. I don't remember. He gets arrested.
He's like, oh, I can explain. And they're like, you can explain downtown.
You can explain downtown in jail. So then we cut to the surf shop. I want to call it the juice bar, but it's not this juice bar anymore. And that just hit me. And now I'm sad.
It's the end of an era.
So Adele is like dipping around with like a tray, two trays full of food.
Of like tacos.
Just being like, here's your food. Like just like handing them off to people. And it's like, hey, Adele, I gotta talk to you about something. She's like, all right, well, I'm busy. You gotta go. What is it? And he's like, it's private. And she's like, I don't have time for that. And he's like, okay, well, they wanna talk to you. And he points over to Susie and David who are sitting at a table. So she goes over to Susie and David. And she's like, someone told me you wanted to speak to me? And they're like, yeah, we found your van.
Well, they're like, they're basically like,
we're sorry.
Man, we're sorry.
We're sorry. No, they're sincere about it.
They are very sincere about it.
Unlike the greatest moment of acting in all of professional wrestling, Carl Anderson saying, man, I'm sorry.
AJ, man, I'm sorry.
Man, I'm sorry. That was so good. They basically say, like, we stole the car, we're sorry, we made a mistake.
They just say like, we're sorry, and then Adele's like, for what? And David David just like pulls the keys out of his shirt pocket and hands them to her. It's like a real good like little touch where she's like, where'd you find
I get it.
And then Adele immediately forgives them for stealing her van.
Yeah, because she says like, it anyone can make a mistake, but it takes like real character.
And these
to
are like
apologize.
Troubled youths.
They're youths.
And the way that you help them is like by actually helping them.
Yeah. Yeah. By like being forgiving and like teaching them and learning and growing. And also this is still built on the bones, on the hallowed ground of a youth center.
Right.
So where better to turn these kids' lives around? Also at some point, Susie calls her Mrs. Ferguson and she's like, And they're like, well, like, do dishes. And they're like, well, you, now you guys make the deliveries. Don't speed. Check the map before you go. And one more thing. Don't you ever call me Mrs. Ferguson again.
She gets, like, mad, but then she's like, My friends call me Adele.
It was just, like, a nice turn. I can see why she went on to have an acting career after this, like, a real one. Then in the, like, the weirdest thing in the episode is we cut to Professor Phenomenus on a screen in Astronomer's...
Astronomer is watching Bulk Skull and Old Cans.
And they're live streaming their new discovery on Twitch, on Twitch TV.
On Space Twitch.
On Space Twitch. And, you know, she's a subscriber. She paid her $5. She gets the custom little pictures, emojis. I don't know. I don't understand Twitch.
I don't either. Like, the only experience I have with Twitch is I watched 5 minutes of Twitch Plays Pokemon where they were just like, standing somewhere and opening the menu. And I was like, this sucks.
This sucks. Oh, I get it. I like the idea of this experiment, but like, man, this sucks to watch.
It's a lot funner to read people talk about it than it is to experience it yourself.
The only Twitch anything I've ever watched, well, I watched like a couple things here and there of people that I like. They're like, I'm going to do a Twitch stream. Like, Shanna's done Twitch streams. I've watched some of those while she's drawing, which is like watching someone perform witchcraft.
I did watch Shannon draw a couple of times, but I think it was pre-Swit. Pre-Switch? Well, yeah, because the Switch doesn't come out yet.
That comes out tomorrow.
It was pre-Twitch.
Yeah.
It was on whatever server she was using before.
Picardo, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Anyway.
The Song of Picardo.
Shut up. So, that's a season one episode, Josh. Anyway.
I think Chris Sims just wrote about it.
Oh, maybe.
And
that
I
might
read
be
the
why.
Article. That's why it's like in my brain.
The hour episode on that was called Please Let This Be Cool. If you're wondering, and that's just how I remember things now. So
it was cool.
It was. It did end up being very cool. I've also watched like Awesome Games Done Quick and Summer Games Done Quick. Those are technically live streamed, but I do it through their website. So
right.
Like,
I usually don't watch those until like after they're done, and then I just go back and find the videos for the games that I want to see and watch them that way.
I do a little column A, a little column B. Anyway, so she's Twitch streaming the Professor Phenomenus, who has like this jar of black liquid, and I guess he got this from the alien.
I don't know.
Or the rabbit,
because he says it'll go kaboom, because Bulk just like rips it out of his hand. He's like, no, it'll blow up,
it'll go kaboom. And then Astronomer, this is how it ends. Astronomer going, I like kaboom.
Well, she starts with like, a voltage hog was a bust, huh?
Yeah, she's like, well, that sucked, huh?
But I like kaboom. We get like this super seductive close up of Astronomer's face.
And then that's really episode.
She just
ends.
Like really likes kaboom.
I guess. I hope the next episode has a kaboom in it. I think it will. If any episode will.
I feel like this is the start of one like flowing into the next.
So, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Episode's over. Mm-hmm. I started.
You did.
What's the best?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I think the episode overall was like good. It was fine.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's a pretty serviceable episode of Power Rangers. It doesn't do anything too stupid or too bad. I think, I don't know what like the best would be because nothing jumped out as like, that was awesome.
I'm going to say the best for me was Ecliptor showing up out of nowhere, thrashing Andros, and then stepping on his neck while he was in a puddle.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Ecliptor is one of my faves, and him just being, like, vile like that was pretty...
Just being, like, rough?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And also, Volthog tossing Chuck across a junkyard.
That
was
also
pretty
cool,
too.
What was the worst?
I think the worst was unwanted trash.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I'm gonna say the worst is those guys who just poured lo mein noodles into recycling bins. That's just a jerk move.
Especially when it looked like their job was to take that trash.
Yeah. And what is who is the MVP?
Susie and David for helping Andros?
I'm gonna say Laverne. / Adele.
Adele Ferguson.
Adele Ferguson. For number one, being cool at the end. And also, like, all of her appearances before that. Like, she's, like, a good actress.
Yeah, she's a great character. I just wish, like, there was any build up or explanation of where she came from she's here.
I don't think we need a where she came from so much as we need a why Stone left.
I would have liked...
I think they're connected.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I would have liked a proper send-off for Lieutenant Stone and a proper introduction for Adele, because, like, she's just in that first episode that she's in, and, like, we're just supposed to accept that the juice bar is a surf spot now.
Yeah, she's like, I'm Adele, I run the surf shop, and everyone's like, okay.
But she's very good, and I look forward to seeing her in future episodes.
Yeah. Any other final thoughts?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for us for today, then. We'll see you on Friday for when push comes to shove. I assume that's about bullying. Maybe. We'll see.
I can't remember what the thumbnail was.
I don't know. Well, the thumbnail for this one was...
It's going to be about kabooms.
I guess. The thumbnail for this one was, like, Carlos with the quad blaster, so, like, that doesn't really add up either.
Yeah, that's true.
So, we'll see you on Friday for that. But until then, may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space!
With the 0000 coordinate. I'm sure that's real and not some Mass Effect, Star Trek terminology.